Hello?
Hi, good morning, Eddie.
How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. It's Andrew calling back to a local splash in regards to the first page campaign on Google we spoke last night.
Yes, sir. I'm pretty sure, I'm pretty certain my wife and I are going to do that as soon as we can, because we crunched some numbers last night, and if y'all are $240 a month for getting me to the top of a Google search, that would be much more valuable to me than everything Angie's Leads is doing, and they're charging me more. It's just a matter right now of me getting my wife and I loose long enough to get rid of Angie Leads and sign up for you guys. I've got no ability to sign up for it right now because I'm sitting on a two-story roof 10 miles away from my computer.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
And my credit cards. Yeah. But wanted to tell you that we are going to do it just as soon as possible. I'm going to try to get home early enough so that we can do it today if you'd like. But what time does your office close?
Yeah, we close up here at 2 o'clock. That's such a bad
okay.
time.
Absolutely. Okay.
You want me to circle back maybe around 1:30?
Yes, sir. If I can't get home by 2 o'clock, I will do it tomorrow before I even leave for work. That's the worst-case scenario.
Yeah, it sounds like a plan. I do open shop.
I was just going to say, I think that somebody from Local Splash called me before, and they wanted me to buy it right then and there, though, and that's the reason why I couldn't is because my wife was at Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu that time, too, and I need her to do paperwork and... She keeps very close tabs over the finances for our company, and we're a good team, so I just don't go and spend $250 while she's at Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu with the kids, because she's the one that knows. It's funny, I trust my wife so much, she knows how much money I make more than I do. I give her all the checks, and she deposits it. And
no, it's easier like that. But, I know you're kind of focused on the job.
Yeah, I'm so busy getting stuff done and getting repairs done and building whole roofs that I'm too wore out to do paperwork when I get home, so she handles it for me. But I'm pretty certain we're going to do it. I've already talked to my wife about it. It's just a matter of will it be this afternoon or tomorrow morning.
Sure, not a problem. And if it makes it easier for you, we do have a kind of a later meeting, and we can come in after hours. Would you want me to come in maybe around 4 o'clock for you just to kind of finish everything up this afternoon?
I don't know. That would be nice, but I wouldn't want to put you out. Let me talk to my wife. If you give me a call about 1:30 or 2, I'll be able to tell you if I'm even going to get home by 4. I usually work 10-hour days, but I'm trying to leave early today so that I can get this taken care of for you guys and for myself. I was going to ask you, though, while we're talking about it, how does this work exactly? Like, your office is going to make sure that certain keywords lead to me?
100% correct, based off analytics.
On Google searches?
So, that's right, exactly. So we're going to look at zip codes.
I was going to say, can you actually look at how most people ask for roofing and then make those the keywords?
Exactly.
You said there was 18... Yeah, you said there was 1,800 people that looked for a roofing contractor, and you probably got a list of what words they used on Google
to look for
a roofing. Yeah. I'd like to be targeting all the people within 15 to 25 miles of me in particular, because fuel prices are so high and my company is so small that my fuel bill is like $1,300 a month right now. Well, the more houses I get in Tipton County, the lower that is. And I was born and raised here. So I kind of want to service the Tipton County area first and then expand outward from there.
Yeah, not a problem. That's more than doable. If you ever want to expand out, you could always do so. And you have a correct that we'll look at search terms, how people are searching, and the zip codes they're searching in within that 20 miles. So you're always programmed for the best combination of words. And before anything goes live, as far as advertising, any photos, we always send over an email just to kind of verify it's exactly how you like it before it goes live on the internet.
Okay, absolutely. I was going to ask you one more question. That all makes a lot of sense to me. But just one more question before I let you go. My mother, who set up my website with me, she put me on a pay-per-click. Do I even need that anymore, or is that a waste of my money too now if I get you guys?
Yeah, you don't need it anymore. Absolutely not. Yeah, everything's included with the program and package. If it's running Google ads, like a pay-per-click on the ads, you might want to keep that because that's going to target the ads on that area. We also have, sorry?
I was just going to say it's about $240 a month, but will it go up if I start getting tons and tons and tons of attention on my website?
No, absolutely not. It'll always be locked in at that same rate. And I'm never going to be a, never going to jump up. It's not a promo price, so it's always grandfathered in at that price.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. We need to do that then, brother.
Yeah.
The I've had like 35 marketing firms call me, and they're always either so pushy that they're like demanding that I do it right that very second while I'm on the roof, or I can't have it at all, or they're from India, or they want $1,500 a month. And I can't afford something like that. But you guys, I should be able to handle that easily.
Oh, yeah, you're going to love it. Even with us looking at analytics and algorithms, it's going to maximize the results. But you're also going to have a tracking dashboard that kind of lets you look at insight, lets you look at how many impressions you're getting. And you're also going to start generating 5-star Google reviews. So any kind of action that's performed on your listing, you could track it with our dashboard.
So, and my mom knows basically every human in Covington, and she said she's already heard of your business and that you're a real good business. I talked to her about it yesterday, too, since she set up my website.
Oh, that's
great. She was kind of excited when she found out y'all had called me.
Oh, that's awesome. Absolutely. I'm glad we're known. We've been around for 17 years, so absolutely.
Yeah, she probably knows some of the people in your office, actually. She was the Tipton County attendance clerk for the whole Tipton County school system for like 25 years.
Oh, no way. Yeah, she probably knows the owner. I wouldn't doubt it. So, absolutely. He kind of knows a lot of people. And no worries. But we'll definitely – I'm going to put it on the notes here. I'm going to put it on the hold. And right before I leave the office, I'll give you till probably 1:45, give you some time, and then I'll circle back, and we'll kind of go from there. If you or your wife ever have any questions, I'm going to send over my number and extensions. So you guys can always circle back whenever you need me. Okay, Andy?
Yes, sir. I appreciate that.
Awesome. You have a great evening, and we'll talk to you here this afternoon as soon as I leave the office. And if you need anything, just feel free to dial my extension. If you speak to one of the reps, just ask to get transferred over to Andy, and they'll just pass you right over, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You got it. We'll talk soon. Welcome to the team. Have a great evening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.